Good morning. It's time for the Ship Report, the show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. It's Thursday, June 21st, 2018. We have about 20 vessels on today's Columbia River ship schedule. In our marine weather forecast on the Columbia River Bar, we've got at the very mouth of the river where the river slams into the ocean there, combined seas 2 to 4 feet through tomorrow. Seas will temporarily build to about 5 feet during those max ebb current times I'm always talking about when the current is at its strongest velocity in the river. That's happening about 12:15 today and about 1 a.m. tonight, early tomorrow morning, and then 1:15 p.m. Friday. So every 12 hours in the middle of the falling tidal cycle, the middle of the ebb there, you see this max ebb current time happening. And it's so turbulent and dangerous at the mouth of the river that it has its own marine weather forecast. Today, overall in our area, in the ocean, west winds 5 to 10 knots, wind waves from the west 1 foot high at 4 seconds apart, and west swells 3 feet high at about 10 seconds between wave crests, and occasional drizzle this morning. And today we're going to talk about the marine layer. You may have heard Gordon McCraw mention that earlier during his marine weather forecast. Every once in a while in our forecast, we get a cloudy, humid day, and then you might hear somebody saying, well, that's a marine layer. I thought we'd talk about what is a marine layer and what kind of creates it, those conditions. But first, let's take a look at our Columbia River ship schedule for the day. 4 inbounders, 7 in the Astoria anchorages, including Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from Astoria, and our 9 outbounders heading downriver and out to sea. Our first arrival in the river is the Global Discovery. She's a bulk carrier arriving from Japan, headed for the port of Longview. She's going to anchor there for a bit, but then she's going to the port of Longview to pick up logs. She'll pass Astoria around 5 p.m., and maybe so our first arrival in the river is not going to be here until about maybe 6:30 p.m., actually. When you're crossing the bar around 5 p.m., passing Astoria about an hour and a half later, so that's sort of the time frame. And then about 3.5 hours after that, she'll arrive in the Longview area. The Palanca Miami is a tanker arriving from South Korea, headed for Portland. She is carrying asphalt, I believe, or picking up asphalt. I'm not completely sure. But at any rate, her cargo will be asphalt. 5:30, passing Astoria, and maybe 7 o'clock passing Astoria inbound, so she'll be up in the Portland area about 6-7 hours later. So asphalt is one of those cargoes that is very thick and has to be heated in the cargo hold. You have to have special heating elements in there to keep it liquid. Otherwise, it could solidify in there, and they'd never get it out of the tanks. So interesting little bit. Some kinds of cargo need to be kept at a certain temperature in order to remain movable, liquid enough to move, to flow. The Atlantic Symphony is arriving from offshore. She's headed for Portland, for the port of Portland. She'll pass Astoria maybe about 7 o'clock, and 6 hours later, you might see her up in the Portland area. The African Grouse is arriving from offshore, headed for the Astoria anchorage. She'll be there after midnight. You'll see her running lights if you're up late. She's eventually going to the port of Portland to pick up potash for export. In the Astoria anchorage, the N.D. Pistis is headed for Longview. She's going to a berth that handles soda ash, leaving around 11 a.m. The Lida is one of 6 vessels at anchor off Astoria right now, along with the Lorient, the Rodan, Amarandan, the Calliope L, and in the Rice Island anchorage, a little bit upriver from the downtown area of Astoria, the Golden Rose and the Antares are awaiting orders there. And our outbounders, the Global Effort, is carrying wheat, leaving Portland around 6 a.m., maybe passing Astoria around noon. The articulated tug and barge, the Dublin Sea, is leaving Portland. Refined petroleum was her cargo. The Maipo River is leaving Longview Petcoke on board there around noontime, so maybe about 3:30, 4 p.m., passing Astoria outbound. The Asahi Bulker is leaving Vancouver with bentonite clay on board around maybe 1:30 or so, so maybe about 7:30, you might see her passing Astoria outbound. The New Century 1 is a car carrier heading out of the port of Portland around 2 p.m. with Toyotas on board, so around 8 p.m. The Salford Key is leaving Kalama's anchorage around 3:30, so around 8:30 p.m. she might pass Astoria outbound. The Kira Panagia is leaving the Kalama anchorage around 4:30, so about 9:30 p.m. Look for her gliding past the Astoria waterfront. The Ken Hope is heading out of Longview with logs on board around 5 p.m., and the GMT Astro is a car carrier with Hyundais on board, passing Astoria, leaving Portland around 6 p.m., passing Astoria outbound maybe around midnight. Well, I've been listening to Gordon McCraw occasionally as our meteorologist here at the station talk about something called a marine layer every now and then. We get this sort of humid, kind of muggy day where it's cool and it's kind of almost foggy, but not quite. And that's been referred to as marine layer. And it was in the forecast again this morning. So I thought, let's look into that. So I got an opportunity to kind of geek out on weather stuff and share it with you, which I love to do. So here's what I found out about marine layers. And the conditions for a marine layer are pretty perfect today, and we've got one. Marine layer is an air mass which develops over the surface of a large body of water, such as the ocean or a large lake, in the presence of something that is a temperature inversion. So what does that mean? Well, usually within the lower atmosphere, the air near the surface of the Earth is generally warmer than the air above it because the atmosphere is heated from below. So when the sun warms up the Earth, that heat radiates up. And so the layer of air that is down where we live here, those of us who are walking on the Earth and existing on the Earth's surface, it's warmer, tends to be warmer on the surface than, and as you go up, the temperature gets colder. When an inversion happens, there's a cooling effect that causes that area, that weather, that air closest to the surface to become cooler than the air above it. And that becomes denser. And the cooler air is held down by that warm air above it. And sometimes you'll hear about this happening in cities relating to pollution. So there'll be a cooler bunch of air trapped by warmer air. So this layer may thicken through turbulence generated within this developing marine layer itself. It can, some, if it gets compressed more, it can turn into fog. It can also thicken if the warmer air above it is lifted by an approaching area of low pressure. And that's what Gordon said earlier, that there's a low pressure system coming ashore today, and that is intensifying this marine layer effect. So the layer will gradually increase its humidity by evaporation from the ocean. It's 84% humidity today. That's pretty muggy out there for here on the coast. If the humidity gets high enough and the cooling is sufficient, you can have fog in some areas. In the case of here on the West Coast, this kind of marine layer stuff is a regular phenomenon at this time of year. And it's often caused by a pressure gradient that develops as a result of intense heating inland. And if you noticed yesterday, very hot in Portland, cool on the coast. So you have that rising air over the land in Portland. And as it rises, the cooler air moves in, and that creates that onshore flow. So cool, humid air, typical on the West Coast this time of year. And we have 84% humidity today. So there you go. Go out and enjoy our marine layer. It's cool out there, which is kind of nice. You're listening to The Ship Report, a show about all things maritime. I'm Joanne Rideout. Thanks for listening, and have a great day.